Gabriella Larkin, Charlie Thorne and the Last Equation. Charlie knew she didn't appear threatening. She was tall, so she looked older than her 12 years. But she was still obviously only a young teenager at most. "Can you please give me the keys to your truck?" she asked, nice and easy. "It's an emergency." The pool guy yanked the buds from his ears.
"What kind of emergency?"
"The kind that requires your truck. Could you please just give me the keys?" The pool guy laughed, like maybe this is a joke.
"You want me to hand over the keys to my truck? Just like that?"
"Exactly," Charlie said. "I don't have time to explain this in any more detail, so
what happens if I don't give you the keys?"
the guy asked, taunting her.
"Are you going to take them from me, girly?"
The guy's attitude was upsetting to Charlie. Instead of being concerned for what trouble she was in, he seemed amused, which wasn't cool. But she did her best to remain calm and said, "Thank you."
"For what?"
"I would have felt bad about taking your truck. But now that I realize you're a sexist jerk, that's not the case anymore." The pool guy glowered at her and then gave her a little shove, knocking her back on her heels.
"You think you can take my keys from me?"
Charlie sized the guy up. He was nearly a foot taller than her, but she had learned in self-defense class that size wasn't everything. In fact, big guys were often overconfident in their abilities. "Yes." The pool guy laughed condescendingly.
"I'd like to see you try."
"All right." Charlie hadn't expected things to come to this. She'd never had to fight anyone outside the dojo and wasn't completely sure she had what it took. But she needed that truck. Fast. And now this guy was in her way. So she thought back to her martial arts classes and put everything she had learned into action. Step 1. When confronting someone bigger than you, use their size against them. She lashed out a leg and swept the pool guy's legs out from under him. On the icy deck, it was easy. He slipped and landed flat on his back. Step 2. Incapacitate your enemy as quickly as possible. Charlie knew she wasn't strong enough to punch the guy's lights out, so instead she dropped onto his stomach with her knees, knocking the wind out of him. Step 3. Be prepared for a counterattack. Sure enough, it came. The pool guy made a lame attempt to try to swat her off him, but she caught his hand and wrenched two of the fingers backward. The pool guy wailed in pain and stopped fighting. Charlie was surprised how easy it all been. "The keys," she said. "Now or you'll need an ambulance." With his free hand, the pool guy quickly fished the keys from his pocket and held them up to her. Charlie snatched them away. "Give me your phone, too." She didn't want the guy calling the police the moment she left. The pool guy wavered about ceding his phone, but another yank on his fingers made him change his mind. He handed that over, too. Step 4. Make sure your challenger is down for good. According to Charlie's martial arts instructors, a lot of jerks would pretend to be down for the count and then attack again the moment you turned your back. So to be safe, she shoved the pool guy into the hot tub. He wasn't going to be able to run after her soaking wet in this weather. His clothes would freeze solid on him. The guy howled and called her a whole bunch of really offensive things. "This could have been a whole lot easier on you if you hadn't been such a creep," Charlie said.